Thanks for joining us for EHS This Week, your weekly podcast dose for the latest and greatest in environment and health and safety management news. I'm here with Allison Greinke, our product marketing manager here at Intellex, and my name is Jason D, and we're here to get you up to date. Allison, anything interesting happened this week or in the past little while, this week ending June 12th, that's worth mentioning?
Yeah, so Intellex, as well as many, many other companies, were attending ASSE in Dallas. It's a huge safety conference that happens every single year. And there were a lot of really interesting, companies displaying their goods and services, a lot of really interesting presentations going on. One of them that I thought was interesting that we've heard a lot about before, but just really taking stock of the situation, was one done by Donald J. Jarvie from 3M Company, who offered some pretty scary statistics about hearing in the construction industry. So he cited a couple of recent studies, but just a couple statistics that stood out. Some 50% of construction workers doing structural work routinely are overexposed to noise levels 20% to 40% higher than NIOSH would like them to be. And 21% of construction workers self-reported some type of hearing problem. So that's nearly one in four construction workers that are having hearing problems. In addition, exposure to noise has a lot of other non-hearing related health impacts. So a higher pulse rate, high blood pressure, muscle tension, sleepiness and fatigue. These are things that really can take a toll throughout your entire life. So Jarvie's presentation examined five main areas of construction hearing conservation. He covered exposure assessment, occupational exposure limits, use of hearing protection devices, as well as training and engineering controls.
That sounds really interesting. Actually, the world that we're in, it's so chock full of news all the time. I actually lost sight of the fact that it was actually Safety 2015 not too long ago. I actually took some notes as well about a handful of the sessions. So we sort of split up our duties, tried to digest or absorb as much as we could from the conference. And one of the note sessions that I looked at was a session entitled The Silver Tsunami. Are you ready for the shifting age paradigm? And it sounds really, really fancy, but really the bottom line is we're all getting old. My father has a great saying whenever I complain to him, and he says, you know, son, that's reality. And one of the interesting, or in some cases, unfortunate realities of the workforce today in America is, we are getting much, much older. And in particular, if you look at the baby boom generation, statistically speaking, they actually make up over 20% of the current workforce or the labor force in the U.S. So that is, more specifically, 20% of the labor force in the U.S. is over 60 years old today. So clearly, first of all, nearing the end of their careers, but more importantly, still with quite a few productive working years left in them. And from a health and safety standpoint, it's actually something that we should really keep in mind. Health and safety universally is a concern for most companies out there when it comes to their labor force, but there are particular areas of concern when it comes to older workers. Older workers have reduction in things, simple things like, in some cases, flexibility, vision, hearing, which Allison alluded to earlier. And these are all areas that can be and should be taken into account by employers. And some suggestions, if you will, of strategies on how to deal with this. Safety in our minds here at Intellex, it always begins with culture. And culture, can be driven by actions, and actions can be driven by training and awareness. So it's important not only within your employee base and your workforce, but also in management ranks, in executive ranks, and really throughout the company to really embrace that culture of safety. And when it comes to older and aging workers, really embrace the changing reality, like my father would say, when it comes to the environments where they can be productive in, perhaps introducing things like limitations in continuous work hours, introducing breaks, or even introducing programs for fitness and general well-being, really to make the most of those remaining productive years for, again, what is looking like about 20% of the overall workforce.
I think it's also important to note that you say 20% of the overall workforce, but there are certain industries where you'll find older workers particularly common, right? So it's up to companies really to take stock of who their workers are and understand exactly what those workers need from them.
Absolutely, Allison. And that's a really great point. And I suppose the irony, too, is that when you look at the types of industries and the types of work skills, where some of that gap is emerging in terms of a generation gap, you know, almost ironically, it is in kind of the skill trades area, where, you know, in many cases, those skilled trades are even more reliant on sort of physical capability and physical capacity. So again, putting even more emphasis on that awareness, training, and culture of safety in this case, especially for older and aging workers.
Absolutely. I think, too, that those older aging workers can be really fantastic role models of that culture that you're talking about, helping younger workers become acclimatized to what a safety culture really means.
Absolutely. And this is something that I remind Allison of on a daily basis because she is much younger. So I thought I would point that out and not to downplay any of her her knowledge or skills.
I'm unsafe all the time.
It's funny, that actually dovetails into another session we looked at here, which was a session actually run by the National Transportation Safety Board about the impact of systems, technologies, and platforms, and kind of the intersection of safety systems to keep us safe and us as human beings and people and how we interact. And the session was centered around a concept called system think. And I think of system think, it's a confusing term, but I think of it as really taking a step back and looking at the big picture of, in this case, safety systems. And what that means is, you know, when it comes to safety, it's not just us and as people and, you know, workers that need to play an important part in safety. It's really everything around us. It's the workers, it's the culture of the workers, and also increasingly it's the tools and technology systems and controls that are introduced into the workplace environment as well. So for us to take a system think approach to safety, which was suggested in this keynote speech, really it behooves us to take a step back and look at the overall system that we're working within and actually take into account those intersection points between technology and people, people and technology, and also technology to technology. Because as many of us know in the world of health and safety, when you investigate incidents or when you investigate issues that may be coming up, it's often not a black and white case of, you know, this employee was a bad employee and he made a mistake. Oftentimes, if you take kind of a, you know, a system view of things, there are a number of factors that can contribute, some majorly, some minorly, into the overall equation of perhaps creating an unsafe environment. So I thought that was a fascinating topic, obviously something that sort of deserves a little bit more research, but some food for thought that when you're thinking about safety or thinking about building a culture and environment of safety, to look at the big picture. Don't just look at the individual components of safety, whether that's people, technology, or tools, but look at how everything fits together and where they intersect and overlap.
Being open to seeing those connections.
Absolutely. So that brings us to the end of this week's Health and Safety Podcast. We want to thank you all for joining us and being our regular listeners, and equally so, we want to thank any new listeners that we've picked up along the way. Allison, is there any parting comments that you might have?
I think that about covers it. Have a safe week, everyone.